Hey Scott, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, what's going on, Jeremiah?
Not much. You got a few minutes?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Perfect, perfect. So I know you've been speaking with a few different people here. Just want to let you know I'm probably going to be the last guy you talk to. I'm part of the underwriting team here, and we're getting ready to finally approve your file. And I just wanted to touch base with you and see exactly that I have the right information and that we're all on the same page here.
Sure. I'm sitting right here, buddy. No problem.
Perfect. So I know you have a current loan out right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that's with Can
Yes.
Capital,
Yes.
and you owe about 17, or no? What's
Yeah, it'd be like about 16, I think, somewhere about that, yeah.
okay. So you borrowed 17 from them. You ended up paying them back 32, but now it's down to 16. You're saying,
Exactly.
okay. So I wanted to hear from you. Exactly, are you trying to just refi, or you're not really refi-ing that because you're gonna have to pay them back the full amount? But
Yeah, no, I tell you what I got going. I built another drill rig here, but it's what we
okay.
call a shop-built drill. Now I need
Okay.
a truck and a trailer to take it around with it, and I got some
Okay.
opportunities on some used stuff out there right now
Oh,
that
right on.
are pretty good deals, so that's what I want the majority of that money for.
Okay. Are
And
you?
then that it'll be a pretty good return on investment because it's I'm doing a job of a $270,000 drill with a drill we built for about 70,
Oh,
so
wow.
we're pretty happy about it. And like I said, now we just need a couple finishing touches to put a truck and a trailer underneath it, and then it's a money-making machine. It can almost double our income when we get her out there going.
So if you had to put a dollar amount on that return on investment, what would you say that would be?
Well, you know, it depends on how they look at return on investment. I think the return on investment would only be 3 or 4 months, and it would be taken care of, I would sure think. And
Wow.
it's a better long-term thing because it's another thing that I'll have for 10 years, you know.
Exactly, and you can use it on other jobs, and then it starts to become all profit eventually for you.
Well, you know, the way it works too is, yeah, you go out and you do one job with it, and then people get to know that you have it, and then it just kind of feeds on itself. I always kind of brag because for 29 years I've been at the same name, address, and phone number, and I've never
Okay.
made a sales call. All I've ever done is answer the phone.
That's pretty impressive.
Exactly. Yeah,
That
I don't
is
even know if
pretty
you want to brag
impressive.
about that or not, but that's the reality of it, man. Like I said, I've never done anything but answer the phone, you know. And we did, you know, $400+ thousand last year, you know. And like I said, the only thing I've ever done is answer the phone.
Okay,
So.
well, good for you, man. It sounds like, well, I mean, just looking at your file here, to be honest with you, you have a solid business and it's growing. So you do have some opportunity here, and we'd love to be able to help you out. I'm curious though, why did you have you not looked for like equipment financing for the truck? Is there
Well,
a
I could
specific?
do that. I can go into Ford and get the new shit for 0% financing. It just the trailers are all the trailers. I don't want to buy a new trailer like this. Costs about 50,000, but there's about five of them for sale in Valley Center for about $7,500 right now.
Oh wow, so you can get a great
So
deal if
yeah,
you can
so
just get cash.
I could go that route. I just don't want to buy new stuff, you know.
Okay.
I bought a brand new pickup truck that I paid cash for last year. I bought a brand new F-650 Ford that I'm paying for. So I just, you know, I didn't really want to go and buy any more new stuff if I didn't have to. I think my return on investment can come back a whole lot quicker with this stuff that's out there. Now, the market's still not good in the construction business, especially for equipment. So I can go buy, you know, a $75,000 truck from a private party for about $20,000 now. So
Wow.
that's kind of more where you know, the reason I'm doing that versus going out and buying brand new stuff.
Sure, that makes
That's
sense. Okay.
kind of my options, you know what I mean? And then
Yeah.
so when you go to buy something from a private party, you know, there's no financing available. I could probably go into the bank and get financing on stuff like that, a piece at a time for 12% at a, you know.
It'll
But
take you
the other
12
thing,
months to
I
get
want
the
to develop a
financing.
relationship with somebody. You know, after 29 years, I've always kind of prided myself on I run this place like a roach coach, man. The reason I'm still here is because I don't have any credit lines or anything like that. You know, we get enough money comes in here every week to pay all our bills and pay all our payroll, and we've been at the same name, address, and phone number for 29 years. We've never had a bankruptcy, repossessions, nothing, you know.
No, that's
So,
good.
you know, my business could probably be bigger than it was if I was better at that kind of stuff. But I'm also a driller, you know. I'm not a
Sure.
great businessman and that kind of stuff. You know, high finance is not Scott's, you know, area of expertise. You know, I know how to
Yeah.
build shit and drill holes, you know.
Well, Scott, let me tell you, the hard part is getting customers. So, I mean,
Exactly.
if you can,
Exactly.
the finances will kind of, play it itself out, but the hard part is really building a name for your business and a name for yourself. So if you have that, that's what's going to make your business grow, and it's really hard for people out there to make that happen. So, you know, kudos to you for making that happen and doing a damn good job at it. My only concern with you, Scott, right now is, have you ever taken a loan out that big? Because this is what I'm thinking. If you're, let's just say you have about a $20,000 balance, and I get you an extra $20,000 on top, $40,000. These loans are a little bit expensive. I can get you a pretty decent rate, but my fear is that the loan is, I don't know if you've taken out a loan bigger than this. So my fear is that
I've never taken any loans out ever. The only thing I've ever done is I bought drill rigs before, you know, for like $275,000 at a time, you know, and then I bought, you know, and I pay that back over the next 5 years, you know. So as far as loans, that's the only loans I've ever done, because I've always had enough money coming in that I never needed to do any loans, you know.
And let me tell you the reason why we have this concern is because it's unsecured cash. So basically, I mean, yes, you sign for it, but there's no collateral you're putting down on this. Okay. So it's us giving you money and you saying, yes, I'll pay you back. But at the end of the day, you know, your word is really all we're going off of. Yes, you're going to sign for it. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't pay for it, we can't go and take your house. Well, we can't go and take your business.
I guess on that, Jeremiah, my hope would be that, check me out, man. Come over here and see this place, you know. Come over and meet me. Come over and see that, you know, we've been here for 29 years, not going anywhere in the next 6 months, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That's my strong suit. The other thing is I have property that I own free and clear, too, that I could borrow against, too, or you guys could use that to secure your interest if you needed to, or something like that.
Okay.
Too.
Well,
I'm a man of means. I'm not a pauper either. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I can tell. You know, I mean, just speaking to you, you sound down to earth. You sound very. I mean, really, what it is, Scott, is your time in business over 29 years.
Sure.
That's you can't fake that. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. That's why I say it. Check me out. If you don't believe it, you know, pull up the history. You'll see. You know, I guess.
Yeah.
I've literally been at the same name, address, and phone number for 29 years.
You know? And that's good. And it's really not me worried about you paying it back. What I'm really concerned about, I don't want to put you in a bad position, right?
Sure.
So I just want to make sure. I don't want to give people money just to give it to them.
No,
I really want this to help them. And if you're saying you're going to have this type of return, it could help. So let's talk about a little bit about some numbers. Let's just say I got you $40,000, okay? And basically you would take the 17 of that and pay off Can Capital. So you would net, $23,000.
Okay.
Okay. Would $23,000 be enough to kind of do what you need to do?
It'd be pretty close, and I've got enough extra coming in, and, you know, it would I tell you what, in all honesty, it would depend more on the rates and the terms.
Okay, so let's, so I'm thinking I can do, let me see here, 12 months, let's say 40,000, all right, this is what it would be. If we had 40,100, your payback on that would be a total of $54,937.
Okay,
so you'll be giving us 14,000, saying that, you know, with the amount of money you'll be making back, it's a no-brainer. Okay? A little bit higher, but it's a no-brainer because we're not going to take collateral. We're not going to ask you too many questions. We're going to say, all right, Scott, we believe you. Here's the 40 grand. Pay off this company, Can Capital, buy your stuff, start making some money.
Sure.
Okay? So for good faith, we would want, you know, $208 back a day, Monday through Friday, for a year straight until it's fully paid off.
Okay, so this is a daily deal, just like
We tried to, so here's the thing,
is get away from that, because those interest rates and shit are so freaking shitty on that kind of money, you know?
Yeah, well, keep me in mind here.
I'm also surprised that, man, that's what everybody, you know, they're blowing up my phones with these same kind of deals all day long, every freaking day, you know? And Cardiff Capital has been calling me forever, you know, so that's why I finally... Mm-hmm. Wore me down, and I was like, okay, well, this is what I'd like to do, you know. So show me what you can do, and I'll give you a yay or a nay, right? I mean, that's only fair, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But I want you to keep in mind, we want to do business with you, and I'm going to be honest with you, I hate giving businesses the daily upfront. I do, but we've never done business with you before. So $40,000 is a lot of money to us to be just giving away and hoping that we get it paid back. So if we do business with you one time, And everything looks good towards if you need more money in the future, because you said you want to establish that relationship.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. and I'm planning on buying a new rig before the end of the year too, and I know those guys are interested in doing that deal, you know. So.
And Scott, we're a one-stop shop. So you do one deal with us, I'll give you my number directly. If you need anything else, more capital, you need more equipment, I will get you the best rates. I promise you, your next program, if you need more money, we'll come back to this program and we'll look at it. And you say, Jeremiah, you said you'd give me a better rate. You're right. So I will make sure I beat whatever rate I give you here. Right. So my goal is to just kind of get you in, start the relationship, and take it from there. And really, you have an opportunity to make some money off of this. And I want you to roll with it. I want you to, you know, make that happen for you.
Sure. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what, Jeremiah, if you can get to that, so this is pretty much, this is your hard numbers though now, right? You don't need to bother to send me anything in writing to show me this, right?
No, this is it. Now, I want you to keep in mind, I got a little bit of room to work with. So if you need a little bit less, I can make that happen. And if you need a little bit more, I can make that happen. Okay. So I wanted to kind of, you know, talk to you and see where you were at. I mean, 40,000 is the number I'm throwing out there, and it's a number I'm pretty solid I can do. But if you needed, like, okay, if I was to max this out, I think the most I can get you as a first-time customer, hold on, let me see. So the most I believe I can get you is 46,000.
Okay.
And I can even extend that for you. Because we want to do business with you, I can bring that out to 15 months instead of 12 months.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if I do that, though, that's the thing is with that is that it's a little bit more expensive. So I really don't want to go that route. I'd rather give you that better rate on a 12-month program.
Gotcha.
However, if you want the extra $6,000, it'll be a little bit cheaper daily, but you're going to pay more back. And to me,
yeah,
if
no,
you,
that was
if
meant
it's, yeah.
Not
exactly.
For me
I would love for you to be able to get a decent rate and get the money, make some money, and then I want you to be able to come back to us. I do.
Sure. Let me think about it. Let me think about it tonight. Can we talk? Can we wrap this up in the morning, Jeremiah?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can actually do one better for you, Scott.
My dad needs to want a night to sleep on it.
Absolutely not. I'm the same way. So
yeah,
no
yeah,
one's gonna,
right,
you know,
yeah.
You have to sleep on it. And
right.
Keep in mind, look, you know, I want you to just put numbers. If you go home tonight, write the numbers down. What am I really going to be making on this? If I get this money and I pay off, how much am I paying now? How much of a difference is that for me to get this money and to be able to buy those trucks that you wanted and get going
that's
again
right.
with your business? So you're already spending money now.
So it's at 208. It'd be 208 a day, and that's for 12 months. It's a 12-month term?
12 months. And keep in mind also, 6 months into it, if you need more money, we can revisit it. So you don't have to wait the full 12.
Okay.
Now, Scott, if you'd like, what I can do also is get you, if you send me a driver's license and voided check, this doesn't obligate you to do anything, but what it allows me to do is generate the contract. And that way you can review it, sleep on it, and think about it. And then if you want to move forward, all you got to do is sign it.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let me, I said, obviously, I need a couple hours at least, Jeremiah.
No, you can have the night.
What
whole night.
What time do you get in the morning?
I get in at 6:30.
Is there a direct number that I can call you?
Yes, you ready for it?
I'm ready, buddy. I'm writing, yeah.
Okay, it's 858.
Okay.
909.
Okay.
8867.
8867.
Yeah.
Like I said, let me crunch some numbers, sleep on this, and I will call you first thing in the morning.
Give me a ring. Either way, yay or nay, you know, I'd still, like I said, I enjoy talking to you and hoping we can do business in the future. If not this, even for some equipment, I feel like we can definitely help you out.
Hey, nothing but respect, man. I appreciate your help. And give me 24. I'll be back with you before then. I'll be back with you at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
You got it, Scott. You have a great night, man. Enjoy
Thanks, Jeremiah. You too. Good. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Absolutely. Bye.